Good morning. Friday, May 1st, otherwise known as May Day, although it's not a call for help in this case. We're here, Steve Sherlock from Franklin, Mass., recording for Steve's 2 cents, on this first day of May. Spring is blooming. I see trees budding. Some of the leaves will start coming out to show their full glory. And that gets me into, well, not a mid-year, that would be June, but a at least a reflection at the three-word goal that I started with at the beginning of the year. That worked out as an acronym, ELM, spelling ELM. First word being exercise, which I've been walking daily, been doing fairly well, gradually getting into a routine even on the new job front. Things have clearly changed. I'm taking them back on the train to Boston most of the week. Got a little bit of travel in here as I went up to Canada for a couple of days. That'll probably be periodic in the future. But the regularity of the walks is still finding its new rhythm. So exercise is underway. Leverage with the change in the schedule, change in demands, new learning, new experiences, learning to continue to figure out ways to leverage. So I do one thing once and put it elsewhere. Leaning on the network for assistance as required, leaning on collaborators at work, leaning on collaborators in and around Franklin, sharing what I can, sharing what they can, and leveraging as much as possible. M for mentor. A little bit weaker in this area. Had some good things going while I was at Citizens. Not quite there yet in the new role here with John Hancock. But there's still opportunity. There's still some of that being done in, if you will, less regular ways, but still consistent ways. As I meet folks, talk with folks, share what I know, ask them what they're doing, find out what they're doing, ask them leading questions, and in so doing, hoping to help them. As we all address the daily challenges that life brings us. And then finally, certainly on the information protection front, work, if anything, has made it much more it's a really, really fine line between what I do at work and what I do elsewhere. Information protection is all around us. How much you share on Facebook, how much of a profile you have on LinkedIn. Take that into the workspace, and then the data you deal with for the customer accounts, whether personally identifiable info, confidential info, this is all coming together. And it's really an exciting space to be in to help define and work on the collaboration between with the risk group and the privacy group to foster a holistic information protection policy. They already have policies on both sides. They already have procedures on both sides. We're just trying to make it better, less conflict between the two. There may have been some. We're trying to avoid that in the future. And the mobile device clearly is one space where that happens. You know, that's where the rubber meets the road. When you're out traveling, and I know I've talked about it here before, because in some cases, you know, with the security on your mobile device, maybe the work applications are with good or some other device application like that, so it protects the company info on the phone, but then also gives the company the opportunity to either wipe the phone and protect their info, which is purely good, nothing wrong with that, in the case of it being lost or stolen, But then in some cases, by locking it down so much, you don't have the capability to use some of the other social tools to find out where a restaurant is and when you're in a foreign place and you want to go out to dinner or find something to do in the foreign place. Those tools can be locked out, and hence a lot of people still have two devices, your personal device and your company device. So that information protection space is certainly challenging, especially with the mobile devices. So it's a fun time overall here on May 1st as the elm trees are beginning to bloom here in Franklin, Mass. How are you doing? What are you up to? Hope this finds you well and meeting your challenges. It's almost that mid-year point. How are you doing on your three-word goals? Did you set them? Are you making progress? Let us know in the comments or reply back in email, etc. There's many ways to do that. So until next time, Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Signing off. Enjoy. Be good. Take care.